are listening to Modern Jazz Today.
We've got a lot of new music coming at you from around the globe. Up first is guitarist Mike Miller. He's appeared on hundreds of albums and has released several of his own recordings, as well as writing music for other artists' releases. He continues to work on numerous film and television projects and has garnered 2 Grammy nominations with Chick Corea and the Yellow Jackets. Mike brings all this experience to his incredible body of work, Trust. It features guest appearances by Jimmy Haslip, Jimmy Johnson, Jimmy Earle, Scott Kinsey, Brandon Fields, Gary Novak, Marilyn Scott, Jeff Batko, Chad Wackerman, and Ayrto Moreria. Now that's a lineup. Let's get this hour started.
Thank you.
got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Jazz Sabbath. The man behind this project, band leader Milton Kenyes, is actually Adam Wakeman. Adam is a longtime keyboard and guitar player for Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. The main recording band consists of Adam, piano, Jerry Meehan, bass, and Ash Sohn, drums. Jazz Sabbath Volume 2 features 11 additional great musicians. We are going to check into the track N.I.B. from Jazz Sabbath Volume 2. Jazz Sabbath. Up next for your listening pleasure is 7-time Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Christian McBride. He's teamed up with Qbuzz, which is the high-res streaming and download service. They're releasing an EP featuring 3 songs. The EP is called The Q Sessions. McBride is joined by saxophonist Marcus Strickland, drummer Eric Harland, and guitarist Mike Stern. We're going to listen to the track Brouhaha.
When we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In recent years, the price of electricity in the U.S. has gone up, in some states faster than inflation. But the price per kilowatt is only part of what determines your total bill.
Your bill depends on the price you're paying and then also how much you're consuming.
Ryan Ledeck is with the Brattle Group, which partnered with Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory to analyze electricity prices nationwide.
In a state like California, which has some of the highest prices in the U.S., parts of California also tend to have relatively mild climates, and California also has a history of pretty strong energy efficiency policies. So the average customer in California uses less than your average U.S. customer.
As a result, their bills are similar to states like Alabama and Mississippi that have lower rates but higher usage. In these and some other southeastern states, people use a lot of electricity for AC in the summer. Many homes use electric heat in winter, and these states have fewer policies and programs to improve energy efficiency. So even in states where rates have not risen as much, many families struggle to pay their bills, and helping people invest in energy efficiency can provide some relief. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca. You are